Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. Music. Music is a very, very important thing for all of us, no matter what race you come from, you know, no matter where you come from. It's just been in us, and it's not going anywhere, and it's advancing all the time. We have, I think, pretty much that as I study different cultures, I see that pretty much everybody has drums. Everybody has a flute type thing, and those are some of the commonalities that we all share. And so I think that, you know, as we go through life, you know, these drums, some of them are very, very old, 10,000 years old. How they knew enough to stretch a hide across something to make a sound. And where the sounds come before that, you know, were they pounding on wood, maybe hollow wood, you know, and it made a sound, and maybe somebody thought to stretch a skin over it, and all of a sudden it made another sound, tightened it, you know, and it made another sound, and so on, you know. Who had the first song, the first drum beat, even those flutes, you know. Hollowed out, something hollowed out, again playing on something, you know. I think that somebody had discovered, you know, as they blew into something and made another sound, you know, and they elaborated on that, and through the years, you know, those things came forward. Even the most basic of when they have a band at school, you know, they always have the drums in there, and the drums are the loudest, and they bring those things to life, drum line, you know, and those types of things interest me, you know. It's not just that I want to listen to power music all the time, and listen to those drums. Yeah, those are nice, but I want to hear other sounds. I've been told there are 13 sounds to the human voice, and that we have a resonating chamber, and sounds sound different in our own ear than when we play it, you know. And the sounds our voices can make. And when I listen to a song, even on the radio, you know, I listen to the sound before I even listen to the words, you know. I listen to that in my head. I've been singing now for 43 years, and that's way more than past half my life. It's got to be about something like 90% of my life now, if not more. And when I listen to music, any kind of music, I don't care where it's at. I can listen to opera. I can listen to an orchestra. I can listen to a band at the school, power music. I can listen to jazz, or rap, hip-hop, whatever. I can listen to all of those, and I can see it in my head. I can see all of those things. It's something that's alive to me. So that's just how long I've been singing, you know. It's just a part of me. Matter of fact, I recently picked up a flute here to play, and I hadn't played those flutes in a long time since I made them when I was younger. And I just wanted to share a little piece, you know, of that with you today here, because I just wanted to let you show you that how much music is a part of all of us once you really get into it. Sounds just come on out. And here's some of the sounds that that I brought forward out of this flute here just within about a week. Yeah, and there'll be more. You know, there was already some more sounds that I had played on there, you know, that I'm messing around with, and they just keep coming, you know. I can see that in my head when I do those. Every time I hit a different note, you know, I can see what I can, the more I can do with it. That's just how, you know, advanced it's inside my brain. So anyway, music is a part of us. It's a part of the animal world. You know, just because it's a roar doesn't mean that it's not a music. It's not sound. The chirping of the birds, the frogs, the crickets, you know, and even the things that we can't see or we can't hear that are too inaudible to us because they're too tiny. Maybe ants. Maybe ants are making a sound, you know. Bees, when they beat their wings. I don't know if we all knew this or not, but you know, bee comes back to the hive and it's beating its wings, you know, and how many times it beats its wings, that's how the rest of the hive knows where it found its flowers or a new place to build a hive or those types of things. Music, beating, yeah, it's in all of us. So anyway, you know, I'm glad I got to share that with you today. And yeah, the animal world, the plant world, they all have music. The trees do sing, you know. I can hear them. And this has been the Ojibwe Way of Life, and thank you for tuning on in. And you tune in too. Tune into Mother Nature. Uh-huh, miigwech. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Lartbear. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.